The message of this day. It is titled The One Who Rescues Your Life from the Hole. And what better time to seek a rescue? Way out of so many situations in which we find ourselves. We are starting the year. He is young, we see everything nice and beautiful, because we are blessed to be in a new year. But there are many challenges. There are problems, there are diseases, there are difficulties. There is a shortage, and within all these situations, how are we going to do it? To overcome all these situations. That's why today, the one who rescues your life from the hole, and the one who rescues our life from the hole, we know who he is and we know what his name is, and we know that he is the one who laid down his life for each of us. And if he laid down his life for each of us, what won't it do? We'll do anything else. So the one who rescues our life from the hole is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. The Redeemer is the one who rescues us. The Redeemer is the one who pays a price for our life so that we continue alive. He is our Redeemer. The Redeemer. Our Redeemer is the one who takes us out of slavery, paying the price for our freedom. And many times we fall into slavery without realizing it, and sometimes, by mistake sometimes, wrong decisions. But it does not matter. What is the way in which we fell into slavery? Our Redeemer pays the price of our freedom and gives us a new opportunity. And that is a joy and it is a great blessing. Our Redeemer, it is the one that frees us from punishment and suffering. And who of us has not gone through punishments? Or who among us has not gone through suffering? Absolutely everyone. But our Redeemer, take that suffering, take that sadness, and changes it into joy and changes it into dance, and changes it into joy and changes it into strength. How does all this happen? Our Redeemer is the one who returns us to buy after we sold ourselves. There are situations that I saw in life in which we fall, many times unintentionally, but in other situations we ourselves get involved. Everything related to addictions. These are situations that you put yourself in. And then one. You give your freedom to addiction, whatever it may be. And then we can no longer free ourselves. And then we need a Redeemer to come and set us free. Let him pay the price for our freedom. And that's what the Lord Jesus does for each of us. And another example of the Redeemer. What the Redeemer does is that he takes us out of the embargo, or in other words, it gets us out of the pawn shop. And you all know how the pawn shop works. One is going through a shortage, and you say, well, I have a little gold ring over there, or do I have a television, or I have a car, and then we have to go pawn it. And then after we pawn it, we don't have the money to pay the ransom, the recuperation. But our Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and he pays the ransom. He pays the recovery, and once again, he gives us freedom, without it costing us anything. It's just a gift from him. Today we are going to see only three examples in which God helped the people. God helps his people. God does great and miraculous things for take his people out of slavery, to take his people out of suffering, and to set them free. And this is a beginning. It is a truth, because we know that he who is in Christ is a new creature. That is, he who is in Christ was a slave, but now comes to be free. Then, just like God the Father, he freed his people and gave them freedom. He also does this with us. And the things that God did with his people, now he also does them with each of us, that we were not his people, because none of us have Israelite roots. But now also, we have been welcomed to the love of God, and now we can rejoice in what God does. For all your children, look, we all remember these events, are widely known in Exodus 14. 16, we are told when the people were leaving of Egypt. Exodus 14:16 says, God tells Moses, you lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it and enter into the children of Israel through the middle of the dry sea. We all know this, right? As separate Moses and extend the rod with the power of God. And what was sea? The waters flow to the sides, and all the people of God pass through the middle on dry land. And this is one of the greatest miracles that we can remember, and through which we can understand that God changes things in a blink of an eye, only for its power. No human power could build to walls of liquid water, but God could. And no human power could have dried the floor of the sea so that 6 million Israelites could pass. But the power of God did it? No human power could have rescued those 6 million and drown to all those who were against the people of God. No human power could have done it. But God can. He can. In him is the power. There is a solution in it. And what for Moses? And for all the people, it was something impossible. It happened thanks to the power of God. Because they believed he was capable of doing this. Then in Numbers 20, we have another event. Numbers 20:11 says, then Moses raised his hand and hit the rock with his rod how many times? And many waters came out, and the congregation and their animals drank. Their beasts now we have. To those 6 million male Israelites, women and children and all their livestock, everyone was dying of thirst. Imagine how much water it would take to give it. 1 L to each of those living beings. Million liters of water. And it dawned in the place where they were that there was land. There were stones. And everything was dry. Arid without hope. Everyone is going to die. Starvation. Everyone is going to dehydrate and drop dead. And again, the love of God. The power of God. He tells Moses, he extends your hand. Touch the stone, the Pepadioreb, and from there water gushed out for 6 million people and for all his cattle. In the first case, it was full of water, and God dried up the place so that the people of God could walk. In this case, they were dying of thirst, and God, it gives them water and sustains their life and maintains them. And what was impossible for man, God comes and does it. How beautiful and how wonderful what God does for those who believe in Him, for those who love Him. And the third example that we are going to see today, we have it there. Jeremiah. Jeremiah in the chapter 16, verse 14. Jeremiah 16:14 says like this, "However, here come the days, says the Lord, that no more will be said, as the Lord lives, He brought up to the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But Jehovah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the northern land and from all the lands where He had thrown them. And I will return them to their land, which I gave to his parents." So here, the prophet Jeremiah, by inspiration of God, is saying, those events that occurred in the Red Sea, they were great. But that was left behind. And we could say today, what God did, the new year, what God did in a previous year, what God did 10 years ago, they are very good things, probably surely. But at this moment, what use can they be for me? Says, here come days. The Lord says that no more will be said, as the Lord lives, He brought to the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But God is doing new things. Says, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the northern land and from all the lands where He had thrown them. And I will return them to the land to which I gave their fathers. Then God does new things. God does wonderful things in the past, but God does wonderful things in the present, here and now, in the situation and in the circumstance and in the problem and in the crisis in which we find ourselves. God is going to do great and beautiful things, and it will give us life and will turn our desert in a water fountain. And who is this for? For those that we truly believe in the Son of God. I'm going to ask you to go to Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 43. What is the passage that we are going to take as central to this message? We are talking about who is the one who rescues our life from the hole. That is what the Lord does, Isaiah 43, verse 14. Thus says the Lord, our Redeemer. Who is the Redeemer? The one who pays the price for our freedom. The Saint of Israel. For you He sends to Babylon, and I sent them all down as fugitives, even to the Chaldeans, in the ships that gloried. That is, He is speaking of the latest events that the Lord has done. And He says, I took him out of captivity. That's what He's saying here, and then He says, verse 15, I am the Holy Lord, your Creator of Israel, your King, thus says the Lord, the one who opens the way in the sea. When did this happen in the Red Sea? What we were talking about says, make a way in the sea and a path in the rushing waters. And that brings out chariot and horse, army and strength. And they fall together so as not to rise, and they die like flax. They remain off here. What is talking is that God, He gave life to His people and God sank the enemy. Is what this word is teaching us? And today, what can we say about ourselves? We also have problems. We also have difficulties. There is also an enemy that is lurking and who wants to steal, kill and destroy. But God is greater, who has called us to His admirable light, that has called us to true life. Verse 18, look at this verse. Do not remember the past things, nor bring to mind old things. What does this refer to? Refers to all previous events, to all the past events, to all the wonderful facts, what God had made for His people. And He's telling you, though all these facts, the liberation of Egypt, the passage through the Red Sea when I gave you water, that's 6 million. Or, when I have taken them out of captivity, they are beautiful and wonderful things. However now, says the Lord, do not remember the past things, nor bring to mind ancient things. What does this mean that the past no longer has value? That the past is to be past, has stopped being glorious and wonderful. What Isaiah is saying here is, you're going to be so enthralled, you're going to be so happy, so blessed with what I'm going to do today, that you will no longer have time to remember the past. And just as the love of God is new every day, also their loyalties and His mercies are new every day. The events of the past, God's people, they were wonderful and they were great, but more wonderful and grander. This is what the Lord is going to do for each of us this year. Do you believe it? Imagine everyone. Absolutely, we are all going through the desert. We are all going through difficult times. One way or another, we all have problems. But listen to these words that the Lord says. This year, my son, this year, my daughter, you will be so ecstatic. So ecstatic, you will be so fascinated, so enthralled by what I will do in their lives, that they will not remember of things past. The past things were great, beautiful and wonderful, but the things that I will do for you this time, they will be older, and you will be so happy that they will no longer remember from the past. Verse 19, here I do a new thing. God does new things, and He does new things every day. Says, it will soon come to light and you will never know it again. I will make a way in the desert and rivers in the loneliness. Again, God is going to do new things again. God is going to do beautiful and wonderful things in our lives. And then He says in verse 20, the beasts of the field will honor me, jackals and ostrich chicks, because I will give water in the desert, rivers in solitude for my people to drink, my chosen. And when I was reading and studying this passage, I said, where will I fall? In the place of wild animals, or in the place of jackals, or in the place of chickens. I imagine myself as a little animal from God. We are beings of God. Here the Lord says that the jackals, the chickens, the wild animals will honor Him because He has given water. Waters that give life, waters that give health. And says, so that my chosen people may drink. God, this year, in His infinite mercy, He will give us water to drink. And I say, sir, I want to be your jackal or your ostrich. And I am going to honor you, and I'm going to drink that little water that gives life. And even though you are going through difficulties, even though it's happening for sickness, even though it's happening due to shortage crisis, I'm going to drink that water. And that water is going to give me life. And that water is going to give me health. And that water is going to renew me. and to finish. It says here in John, in chapter 4, and in verse 14, words of our Lord Jesus Christ, whoever owes the water that I will give him will never be thirsty, but the water that I will give him, says the Lord Jesus, will be a fountain in him of water that jumps for eternal life. If we drink the water, what the Lord Jesus gives us, that water is going to give us life. But not only will it give us life, but it is going to become a source that give eternal life. For whom or what? For ourselves, but also for those to whom we speak, for those with whom we relate, for those with whom we live, because God has called us to be sweet water that gives life. God has called us to be light. And this year, we can have many purposes, good intentions to make a lot of money, or buy many properties or do many studies. But the best of purposes, what can we do for this year, is to drink that living water of our Lord Jesus Christ. And once drinking it, may we also have that living water. What is the word of life? We also share it with those who are suffering. So, the one who rescues from the whole our life is the Lord Jesus. And he loves us and also loves all those who are suffering. But the media, it's you and me. Just as God called Moses to raise his hand so that he would extend his rod, so we to have been called by God to help, to reach out to those who are suffering. This is the best purpose we can have for the new year. Let's pray to finish. The truth, Lord Jesus, the only truth, the best truth, is that you are the one who rescues our life from the hole. You ask many times. We are bogged down, we kick. We fight. We strive. But we're still in the hole. We are still in the swamp. In this day, at this time, all your children who are here, Lord Jesus, we pray to you. Give us your living water. Give us your living word. Give us, Lord, the support, the help. What do we need to get out of the hole? Throw us the rope, Lord Jesus, and pull us up. Hold us so we don't fall deeper into the swamp, but rather so that we can get out to bless you, to exalt you, and to bless to everyone around us who are also suffering. Lord, we pray that you make us media of compassion, that you make us your instruments of help, that each of us, sir, make us like a doctor who heals wounds of those who are injured, of those who are suffering. But let all this be through the water, through the word, through the life that you give us. We put ourselves in your hands. We have many purposes, many things to do this year. But today, sir, we want to tell you that the most important thing for us is to drink the water of life that you give us, so that we do not thirst, but also so that we help those who are around us. We beg you, in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you, my brothers. Happy New Year 2024.